I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock on this lovely Saturday morning here, nice and gloomy. But we're here. We're here live. I know it's a Memorial Day weekend here, and getting ready to celebrate and remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. But we're here live for you, and feel free to get online 800-966-WTIC 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I'm going to start with Bob, who's got one that kind of gets my goat. Go ahead, Bob.
All right.
Actually, let me introduce Bob. Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs here at Tab that helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So, yeah, go ahead, Bob. You got some technology news here?
Yes. This is a CNET/Roadshow article, and mm-hmm. I thought this was very good because I know how much it irritates Eric.
Gosh.
Okay. So most of the electric vehicle credits have expired.
For Tesla.
Well, for Tesla,
because he's gone through them all.
Running close.
Yeah.
Okay. But now they have new legislation which passed.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're going to bump it up.
Bump up the credits.
So instead of $7,500,
yeah,
it's going to go to possibly up to $12,500.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. But get this: there's a couple of catches in here.
Oh yes, of course there are.
Okay. So first of all.
Yeah.
In order to get the $7,500 credit.
Of course you get that.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Now,
for your $80,000 vehicle.
If it's produced in the United States,
yeah,
you get
yeah.
an additional $2,500 credit.
Okay.
Okay.
Another incentive there.
Well, like Ford manufactures their truck in Mexico, so mm-hmm. they lose the $2,500 there.
Yeah.
If it's produced by union labor, that's another $2,500 credit.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's an extra $5,000 on top of the $7,500. And there's, you know how they have a limit? How many EVs before?
It's a quarter million, I think, EVs per manufacturer.
Yeah,
and like
well,
I said,
that goes away.
The limit goes away. So they're just looking to make these cars as expensive as they possibly can. Because you guys know, anytime it's subsidized, anything that's subsidized by the government, the price goes up.
Well, there is one catch.
Yeah.
Okay. It only counts for cars with a vehicle price, base price, under $80,000.
Okay, under 80. All right.
Okay. Well,
still
the
ridiculous.
Model S, yeah, with no additional features.
The Tesla Model S?
Tesla Model S.
Yeah.
Happens to retail for
$79,999.99.
As soon as you add one of the extras, it's over, so it loses that.
Well, what they can do, this is what Tesla's famous for. They'll make sure it can do everything, and they can just cripple wear it. Right, so the initial out the door price will be $79,999.99, whatever. And then if you want to go ahead to and get ludicrous speed, it's just a little software update. Click, oh, ludicrous speed, $3,000.
Yeah, maybe, you know, we can sell you the base model.
Right.
And then, you know, like maybe 30 days later, hey, we'll offer you this special deal
the
for
upgrade.
An extra $10,000. You get all of this.
Right. So the subsidy that myself and everyone else has paid so that you can have your $80,000 vehicle for $12,000 off. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. I mean...
Well, you know, I mean, all the manufacturers now are producing some sort of
that's great.
EV or
I have
about
no problem with that. I just don't think you should be subsidizing it like that. I mean, the more you subsidize it, the higher the price. That's how economics works. Anything that's subsidized, you name it, the price goes up.
Yeah.
Why do you think college costs so much? For one of the reasons. There's tons of other dumb reasons, but that's one of the reasons.
I thought pretty good.
All right, another Tesla news. Of course, we're seeing more and more ding-a-lings out there with Teslas driving with the autopilot, and they're in the back seat, right? The car is driving with everybody sitting in the back seat. Oh, that's a great idea, right? The autopilot now, if you have it turned on, Tesla's going to also turn on a driver-facing camera to keep an eye on you. That's not creepy. But instead of just simply letting the car not work if nobody's touching the wheel, which would be pretty easy to do, it can sense whether or not your hands are on the wheel.
Well, they found that they can put like apples or oranges where the hands go and trick the car into thinking that somebody's holding the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? You deserve to run into the back of a car then if you're going to do that. Tesla now is going to turn on the driver-based monitoring system so they can keep an eye on you. And I suspect eventually there'll be another feature where they give you an electric shock. if you're turning on the quote-unquote autopilot, which isn't autopilot, guys, still.
Well, there are some cars that are EVs that have this advanced feature, but they have like a camera or some sort of sensor that watches what your eyes are doing. So if you're getting drowsy, it senses that.
Yeah,
and then it does something to like vibrates the steering wheel or something to get your attention.
I like that idea.
Yeah. You know?
Well, we'll see what happens here. We'll put a link up to that story. In other news, Microsoft is warning that Russian hackers used U.S. agencies to mount huge cyber attacks. This is a recent thing. Thanks to the SolarWind hack, what's happening now? Those same Russian hackers are emailing folks out of the USA, the U.S. ID. What is it? U.S. agency? The AID. It's a State Department agency. It's focused on foreign aid. And they're sending out malicious emails around 3,000 individual accounts across more than 150 organizations. So again, it's a phishing campaign. And believe it or not, they're even using Constant Contact. Yes, Russian hackers are using Constant Contact to email out of accounts that are, of course, folks that you'd think would be safe accounts. And they're sending these links where you click on the link and the Russian hackers have full access to your system. So security awareness training is something you really need to consider in your businesses so that folks pay more attention to some of this stuff, even though, again, it's pretty hard to not get fooled when the actual link comes from a trusted source. So again, maybe two-factor authentication would be something that Constant Contact should consider, because if the account's compromised and a Russian hacker is sitting in, you know, I don't know, downtown Moscow, accessing Constant Contact, you may want a second factor so that you can make sure the account stays locked. This is a pretty nasty hack that's happening. The FBI's put out some big warnings on this. Microsoft's got some big warnings on this. Please, folks, pay attention. These guys are getting, and gals probably, are getting very, very nasty. And the ransomware and cryptoware that we've seen out there is really, really tough. And the phishing schemes are pretty easy. So you got to really increase your awareness of what's out there. You know, you got to have, you know, passwords that are not simple passwords. You know, you can't have just everybody be a domain admin on your network. These types of things have to stop. You need to consider security awareness training. You need to consider web filtration. You need to consider email security. You need to consider better antivirus.
Strong passwords.
Strong passwords is key. And make sure they fail after X number of attempts. Make sure they tell you to change them occasionally. Although NIST does not require 90-day changes, but make it a very difficult password, you know? 15 characters, 18 characters, a phrase, you know, whatever you want that you'll remember is much harder to hack than a word, you know, or the word password.
Or how about let me in?
Yeah, right. So we'll put a link up here to this story. This is all over the news, and this is, of course, Microsoft warning that this is occurring, and this really all stems back to SolarWinds, which was, believe it or not, a security tool that boasted it was used by many of our defense and government agencies on their website. Of course, inviting the bad guys to say, oh, it's like a good target.
I have a challenge.
And we're used at the most important agencies in America. They use us all the time for their security and network management. Come hack us. And that's exactly what the Russians did. So, be aware. Be very, very vigilant these days. I don't care what email you're getting these days. If somebody says, here's your invoice for the thing you didn't buy, it's a trick. Okay. If there's some sort of email that says, we were unable to deliver the package, it's a trick. You know, don't click on these attachments, guys. Be a little more vigilant when it comes to email. Don't assume it's legit anymore. You can't assume it's legit anymore. I don't even know where to start, but you need an awful lot of security technology these days. And so many small businesses skimp, period, what they should be doing these days to defend themselves. And again, the issue is Microsoft. You know, I'm sorry to say, the industry that we're part of is part of the biggest problem we have here is that the system is not well written for so many years. It's been such a mess for so many years, and it's such a great target for all the bad guys. And that's really where it all stands. I mean, if you're Microsoft and you're allowing people to install a server, you should not allow, it shouldn't be allowed to have passwords that are not hardened as an option, just because you want to say the customer is always right. No, the customer is not always right. You can't allow them to have a domain admin password that is ice cream as a password. You can't allow it, but they do. Microsoft does. And that's why we have all these issues. You know, Microsoft needs to at least step up and say, here's what you can't do, here's what you shouldn't do, and here's what the system won't allow you to do. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the president of the United States, you can't have a password of ice cream. Not that he might, but he could. We won't go there. But Microsoft is part of the problem and really needs to step up their game rather than issuing these warnings.
They give you that as an option, but you have to enable it.
That they should not give you the option is my point. I mean, they should not give you the option. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page. If you want to check us out there, feel free to say hello and put some questions out there as well. We'll try to respond to those as well during the show. We'll be right back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car?
And we are back. This is our theme song for If It's Free, You're the Commodity, the old vehicle. You're the vehicle, baby. But Bob's got a story here. As a way for your calls, feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll talk about your technology questions, comments, and concerns. What are your feelings on $12,500 in subsidies per car for every automaker on the planet to make a quarter million? No, not even a limited anymore. It's $12,500 in tax
EVs,
money.
Man.
Electric vehicles, yeah, that we're going to subsidize. I like the idea of an electric vehicle, but don't make it more expensive by subsidizing it. If you want to get online and talk about that too, you're welcome to. But Bob's got this story about the folks at Google who were giving you something for free and they're taketh away, huh, Bob?
Well, yeah. You know, how many of you have Google Photos?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Okay.
Yeah.
The free storage, isn't that nice?
The free storage is so great, so Bob. You can put all your garbage photos out there, the good ones, the bad ones, and take up all sorts of space.
Well, they're going to encourage you to get rid of the blurry ones. And
oh,
the bad
are
ones.
They now?
Yeah.
How
maybe
come?
Maybe there's ones in there that you really don't want.
Yeah.
Bad memories, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
Starting June 1st, Google Photos will cap your free storage at 15 gigabytes.
15 gigabytes?
15 gigabytes.
That's pretty small.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't know, that's a lot, but, you know, not for photos.
Though. Not for photos. That's like nothing.
Okay, so it's going to cap your free storage at 15 gigabytes and encourage people to sign up for its Google One storage subscription service instead.
They want more money now. Oh, wait a minute.
No, so you get free 15 gigabytes.
Well, 15 gigs, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's not going to hold
give
many.
Give you this and then, well, you know.
Here we
for
go.
15, you know, or what is that? Whatever.
Probably 10 bucks a month, right?
I'll get to that. Because I didn't remember. This is just, $2 a month.
$2 a month. Okay. Yeah. They're just going to start with that.
Start with $2 a month.
Yeah. It'll just ease you
once
in.
Once we get you hooked, you know?
Yeah.
So Google Photos will end its unlimited storage policy for photos and videos next week.
Right.
After June 1st, any new photos and videos you upload will count toward the 15 gigabit storage or gigabyte storage that comes with every Google account.
Right.
So if you have a bunch of pictures you want to put up there, put it up now because whatever you have won't count towards the 15 gigabit. Or you know what I mean?
So far.
Well,
that's what they're saying this time.
Yeah, well.
That's coming on June 1st, yes.
All right. But anyway, so any photos and videos you upload will count toward the free 15 gigabyte of storage. So whatever you have doesn't count.
Doesn't count now, right. And then you're going to add 15 gigs more, so it's like six pictures.
So let's say it's unlimited. You have another 20 gigs. Put it up now before June 1st. So it gets exempted.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw Google.
Anyway, but don't worry. Okay.
Yeah.
Any photos or videos that you've uploaded before that date won't be part of the cap.
Mm-hmm.
And Google has added a new free tool to help you manage your storage quota.
Oh, isn't that so nice of them?
The move, first announced in November, is meant to encourage people to sign up for Google storage subscription service, mm-hmm. Google One.
Mm-hmm.
Google One plans start at $2 a month in the U.S. for 100 gigabits of storage.
100 gigabytes.
Oh, and okay. Other features like...
Gigabytes, though, not bits, right?
Like Google Store discounts.
Yeah.
Sounds like Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a good idea to make sure your existing photos and videos are backed up in Google Photos before Tuesday deadline, since those will be considered free and exempt from the storage limit.
Mm-hmm.
You can check your backup quality in the Photos app by going to Settings. Backup and Sync.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that don't want their photos on the Google Cloud. You know, they're trying to figure out how not to have their stuff stuck up there. I mean, that's how the naked nudies got out with Apple, right? The phone was so secure, but your account in the cloud was the thing they hacked. That's where they got all the naked nudies of all the celebrities. You know, I mean, there's a lot of folks who don't want their stuff out there in the cloud. And now with your phone, right, you can take as many pictures as you want, good pictures, bad pictures, who cares? Google will store all that garbage. And they're just looking then to have you start charging. So $2 now, $20 later. I mean, you know, eventually it's going to be, you know, how hard it's going to be to get your stuff out of the cloud, how long it's going to take to download.
Yeah, because you're going to need a special app to get it.
Right. And you probably are giving Google license to your photos just by doing that. You probably have signed over your licensing and your firstborn to Google. So I don't know. This is typical, you know, free, you're the commodity. Now it's a little more money they're going to take from you guys. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online. I know it's a cloudy, awful day out there, so if you've ever wanted to get on the program, this is a good time to do it. It usually fills up by the 10 o'clock hour. So everything we talked about so far has been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go ahead and follow us on Facebook over at WTIC and or Tab Computer Systems and like the tab, the news may get into your newsfeed. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we are live here on this Memorial Day weekend, on this cloudy, gloomy Memorial Day weekend. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We have one line open for you, it seems. But let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go first to in Rocky Hill. What's going on, Tom? Good morning, Tom. You there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for picking up. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm having a nephew graduate high school, and he's going to technical school. I'm thinking about a netbook to get him for a present and something he could use for his schooling and all that.
A netbook?
Yeah. Well, is it good enough, or should I go full computer, portable?
Full computer. Full computer. He's a geek, right? He's going to technical school. You got to give him a real computer.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Well, I'm sorry to be so hard.
I thought maybe that'd be just too much. You know, I don't know what.
No. You need a real. You give him a full blown machine. Okay. And the beauty of getting him a good computer like that is a full blown system is that it's going to serve him after he graduates.
Okay.
My kids still use after they've graduated college the same laptop that we got them to go into college. So if you get him a good box, a good laptop, a good quality system, it should serve him a few years afterwards until he can afford his own.
Okay.
We tell you to look at the Envy line. I tell you that, the HP Envy line of laptops, and get them, you know, an i7 processor if you can. That'd be
i7,
great.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
8 gigs of RAM, 500 gig solid state hard drive, and he'll be in good shape for the next 6+ years.
Okay.
Unless he drops it.
Yeah, shit. Won't do that, that's for sure. What other brands do you recommend? HP is not the only thing you really recommend, or are the other brands?
There's other brands out there. You're welcome to try the other brands as well. We recommend HP because that's what we've been doing with our business clients for many, many years. But you can check any other brands that are out there that are offering a special or deal that you think is a good idea. What's he going to go for school for?
Well, it's technical school. It's plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, plumbing. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
That's why I get him. So he never had his own. It's a situation where he just used the school's computer all the time, and now he's graduating high school. He can't use that anymore.
Right. So he'll definitely get a lot out of that laptop, and it'll give him a good 6 years of service. And then once he becomes a plumber, he'll be able to use it to start his business.
Yes. Yeah, we're working on that one. That's right. Very good. All right, thank you. I appreciate the advice.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Let's move on to Joyce in Torrington next. What's going on, Joyce?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for talking with me.
Sure.
I have, I guess my primary question is on my Windows 7, which is a desktop, which I'm, you know, thinking about trading in. I keep getting the message about Adobe discontinuing their services and asking that you uninstall it. And that's okay. I haven't done anything with it. Now, my Windows 10, of course, doesn't give me this message. And I tried researching it, and I guess in Windows 10, it's kind of built into the software so that you don't have a separate program for a flash player.
You're kind of right.
Do I have that right?
Yeah, you're pretty much right. And Windows 10 doesn't really use the Adobe Flash at all anyways. They have the ability. So you get rid of that Adobe Flash on Windows 7 is a good idea. Actually, to get rid of that Windows 7 machine altogether is a good idea.
Well, you know, I love that. And it's been so good to me, and I like it better than the 10. So that's part of my problem. However, I know it's slowing down. It's starting to slow down. So I guess it's going to go away. However, if I uninstall Adobe, and I'm worried about they say that there's a security risk by keeping it in place because it's not being updated and so forth. What do I put in its place?
Basically the browser will handle any kind of Adobe Flash was really for animation and movies and video within websites. So now you have HTML5 that'll handle that automatically through the browser. So you shouldn't have any kind of websites out there these days that are looking to use Adobe Flash. So you shouldn't have any issue.
So I don't have to. I don't have to download an alternative to Adobe.
You shouldn't have to. No.
I shouldn't have to.
No. And again, if any websites out there still using Flash are really archaic.
Okay. And because this is probably on its way out anyway, I don't have to worry about my 10 works fine as you. Probably realize. Mm-hmm. I do want to. Thanks for that bit of information. I feel better about that. And I will uninstall it, but I have to tell you something. I was listening to you, and you were talking about these emails that come through and say that, you know, you've purchased something.
Right.
Well, I fell for it a couple of months ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was from, I should have known better, but it was from Amazon, if I can say that.
Of course. That's what it looked like it was from, but it wasn't from Amazon.
Oh, no. I talked to the guy. Oh, they were great. I called the support number.
That was in the email?
To a woman. Yeah, she pulled me over to billing. Billing says, well, we will stop the delivery of this $1,000
item.
It was a computer.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was a nice iComputer or whatever the hell they call it. Apple computer, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, okay, and I'm thinking, and you don't have any clue that anything's amiss.
Right.
So now, because they were, the guy got bent out of shape, and that's what my clue was. When I told him I had left one location, and I was in another location on a different server, is that what you call it?
Okay. Yeah, depends. I'm not sure where you're going. Well, you're calling the bad guys, right? You called the number on that email.
I did. Now, what do I do? Should I text to somebody to see if there's any residue from that phone call on my computer?
Did they actually get into your system? Did you let them in? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did they get your credit card information?
No. Okay. And that was one of the interesting things. I wanted to know what credit card was used.
And they couldn't tell you.
They gave me a credit card number that wasn't even mine.
Right. They just threw a number out.
Yeah.
But you let them in your system. And so I can put a link up to a story about this. This is a new phishing campaign out there tricking people like you. They actually have a whole customer service department that they've created, the bad guys have, and you call the number and they act like they're Amazon, and then they ask to get on your system. And yes, we're really all falling victim to this stuff because it's becoming so professional. They're making so much money off our gullibility that they're now doing professional criminals over in the third world are literally attacking us. So, there could be residue, as you call it. I would recommend running Malwarebytes on your system.
I did that.
All right, you came up clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tried to delete every... I knew the day I talked to him, it was like May 12th. Mm-hmm. And I tried to delete everything on my computer that had a May 12th date on it.
Okay. That's not a bad approach, I guess. You know, and that's as good as any other because you don't know what's on there. And whatever they loaded to get in there is, you never know if they have a backdoor now to your system. Some sort of keylogger could be on there. They could have a password. I'll actually put a link up to the story that probably talks more about it. Yeah, but you're not alone, unfortunately. So, folks, you just got to stop treating email like it's God. It's probably the worst mode of communication these days that you can trust. So if you get an email from Amazon, don't click on that email from Amazon, quote unquote. Go to Amazon, your account directly, right? Yeah. Don't fall for that stuff in the email. I don't know how to tell it.
And I called Amazon and I talked to them on the phone and they had me send over the email to their spoofing department, and they wanted to research it and so forth. But interestingly, he said there's a clue. Number one, they didn't have my name. I was like customer, generic customer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that should have been a clue that it wasn't from. I mean, one of the things that would tell you that something was wrong is they did not have a name. They did not have the four-digit. The last four numbers of any Social Security card that was mine, and so they were very generic. But again, so you think I should bring it to somebody and tell them and see if they want if they can go through it or how clean it or.
Well, you've done the Malwarebytes thing. I don't know that that's going to help you. They're just going to run similar tools on your device. I mean, what do you think, Bob? Do you think she should go and do anything else beyond what she's already done? I'm not sure if it's going to help you.
I'd be checking my bank accounts and anything that I'm doing business with.
I know.
And, I would look at the purchases. You know, when that guy called you and said, oh, we'll stop delivery, I would say, well, you know, it was like some computer. I would have asked, well, what address was the delivery scheduled to go to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, she assumed it's Amazon. You're already thinking you're talking to somebody you trust, so.
Well, not, but he's right, and I did do something similar to that, wanting to know where it was sent, what day it was purchased from, and so forth. Some of those questions, and I started getting a little...
How did you get to the point where they decided to get on your computer? Why did they?
I allowed it.
Why did you allow it? What did they say they needed to do on your computer?
Can I remember?
That you're like, sure, come on in, stranger, whoever you are. Come and connect to my system.
I think it had to be something that was said for my best interest. In other words,
we want to make sure this doesn't happen to you again. We want to check out your machine to make sure nobody else is on.
No.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we are live here on this Memorial Day weekend, on this cloudy, gloomy Memorial Day weekend. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We have one line open for you, it seems. But let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go first to Rocky Hill. What's going on, Tom? Good morning, Tom. You there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for picking up. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm having a nephew graduate high school, and he's going to technical school. I'm thinking about a netbook to get him for a present and something he could use for his schooling and all that.
A netbook?
Yeah, well, is it good enough, or should I go full computer, portable?
Full computer. He's a geek, right? He's going to technical school. You got to give him a real computer.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be so hard.
I thought maybe that'd be just too much, you know. I don't know what.
No. You need a real. You give him a full blown machine, okay. The beauty of getting him a good computer like that is a full blown system is that it's going to serve him after he graduates.
Okay.
My kids still use after they've graduated, still college, the same laptop that we got him to go into college. So if you get him a good box, a good laptop, a good quality system, it should serve him a few years afterwards until he can afford his own.
Okay.
We tell you to look at the Envy line. I tell you that, the HP Envy line of laptops, and get them, you know, an i7 processor if you can. That'd be
i7,
great.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
8 gigs of RAM, 500 gig solid state hard drive, and he'll be in good shape for the next 6 plus years.
Okay.
Unless he drops it.
Yeah, won't do that, that's for sure. What other brands do you recommend? HP is about the only thing you really recommend, or are the other brands?
There's other brands out there. You're welcome to try the other brands as well. We recommend HP because that's what we've been doing with our business clients for many, many years. But you can check any other brands that are out there that are offering a special or deal that you think is a good idea. What's he going to go for school for?
Well, it's technical school. It's plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, plumbing. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
why I get him. So he never had his own. It's a situation where he just used the school's computer all the time, and now he's graduating high school. He can't use that anymore.
Right. So he'll definitely get a lot out of that laptop, and it'll give him a good 6 years of service. And then once he becomes a plumber, he'll be able to use it to start his business.
Yes. Yeah, or work with no one. That's right. Very good. All right, thank you. I appreciate the advice.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Let's move on to Joyce in Torrington next. What's going on, Joyce?
Hi. Hi. Thank you for talking with me.
Sure.
I have, I guess my primary question is on my Windows 7, which is a desktop, which I'm, you know, thinking about trading in.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting the message about Adobe discontinuing their
right.
services and asking that you uninstall it. And that's okay. I haven't done anything with
mm-hmm.
it. Now, my Windows 10, of course, doesn't give me this message. And I tried researching it, and I guess in Windows 10, it's kind of built into the software so that you don't have a separate program for a flash player.
You're kind of right.
Do I have that right?
Yeah, you're pretty much right. And Windows 10 doesn't really use the Adobe Flash at all anyways. They have the ability. So you get rid of that Adobe Flash on Windows 7 is a good idea. Actually, to get rid of that Windows 7 machine altogether is a good idea.
Well, you know, I love that. And it's been so good to me, and I like it better than the 10. So that's part of my problem. However, I know it's slowing down. It's starting to slow down. So I guess it's going to go away. However, if I uninstall mm-hmm. Adobe... Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about they say that there's a security risk by keeping it in
yes.
place because mm-hmm. it's not being updated and so forth. What do I do what do I put in its place?
Basically the browser will handle any kind of Adobe Flash was really for animation and movies and video within websites. So now you have HTML5 that'll handle that automatically through the browser. So you shouldn't have any kind of websites out there these days that are looking to use Adobe Flash. So you shouldn't have any issue.
So I don't have to download an alternative to Adobe.
You shouldn't have to. No.
I shouldn't have to.
No. And again, if any websites out there still using Flash are really archaic.
Okay. And because this is probably on its way out anyway, I don't have to worry about my 10 works fine as you. Probably mm-hmm. realize. Mm-hmm. I do want to. Thanks for that bit of information. I feel better about that. And I will uninstall it, but I have to tell you something. I was listening to you, and you were talking about these emails that come through and say
yes.
that, you know, you've purchased something.
Right.
Well, I fell for it a couple months ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was from, I should have known better, but it was from Amazon, if I can say that.
Of course. That's what it looked like it was from, but it wasn't from Amazon.
Oh, no. I talked to the guy. Oh, they were great. I called the support number.
That was in the email?
To a woman. Yeah, she pulled me over to billing. Billing says, well, we will stop the delivery of this $1,000
item.
It was a computer.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was a nice iComputer or whatever mm-hmm. the hell they call it. Apple mm-hmm. computer, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, okay, and I'm thinking, well, you know, and you don't have any clue that anything's amiss.
Right.
So now, because they were, the guy got bent out of shape, and that's what my clue was. When I told him I had left one location and I was in another location on a different server, is that what you call it?
Okay. Yeah, depends. I'm not sure where you're going. Well, you're calling the bad guys, right? You called the number on that email.
I did. Now, what do I do? Should I take to somebody to see if there's any residue from that phone call on my computer?
Did they actually get into your system? Did you let them in? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did they get your credit card information?
No, and that was one of the interesting things. I wanted to know what credit card was used.
And they couldn't tell you.
They gave me a credit card number that wasn't even mine.
Right, they just threw a number out.
Yeah.
But you let them in your system. And so I can put a link up to a story about this. This is a new phishing campaign out there tricking people like you. They actually have a whole customer service department that they've created, the bad guys have, and you call the number and they act like they're Amazon, and then they ask to get on your system. And yes, we're really all falling victim to this stuff because it's becoming so professional. They're making so much money off our gullibility that they're now doing professional criminals over in the third world are literally attacking us.
Yeah.
So, yes, there could be residue, as you call it. I would recommend running malware bytes on your system.
I did that.
All right, you came up clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tried to delete every... I knew the day I talked to him. It was like May 12th. Mm-hmm. And I tried to delete everything on my computer that had a May 12th date on it.
Okay. That's not a bad approach, I guess. You know, and that's as good as any other because you don't know what's on there. And whatever they loaded to get in there is, you never know if they have a backdoor now to your system. Some sort of keylogger could be on there. They could have a password. I'll actually put a link up to the story that probably talks more about it.
Yeah,
but you're not alone, unfortunately. So, folks, you just got to stop treating email like it's God. It's probably the worst mode of communication these days that you can trust. So if you get an email from Amazon, don't click on that email from Amazon, quote unquote. Go to Amazon your account directly, right? Yeah. Don't fall for that stuff in the email. I don't know how
to
tell
it. And I called Amazon and I talked to them on the phone, and they had me send over the email to their spoofing department, and they wanted to research it and so forth. But interestingly, he said there's a clue. Number one, they didn't have my name. I was like customer, generic customer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that should have been a clue that it wasn't from. I mean, one of the things that would tell you that something was wrong is they did not have a name. They did not have the four-digit. The last four numbers of any Social Security card that was mine, and so they were very generic. But again, so you think I should bring it to somebody and tell them and see if they want if they can go through it or how clean it or.
Well, you've done the malware bytes thing. I don't know that that's going to help you. They're just going to run similar tools on your device. I mean, what do you think, Bob? Do you think she should go and do anything else beyond what she's already done? I'm not sure if it's going to help you.
I'd be checking my bank accounts and anything that I'm doing business with.
I know.
And, I would look at the purchases. You know, when that guy called you and said, oh, we'll stop delivery, I would say, well, you know, it was like some computer. I would have asked, well, what address was the delivery scheduled to go to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, she assumed it's Amazon. You're already thinking you're talking to somebody you trust, so.
Well, not, but he's right, and I did do something similar to that, wanting to know where it was sent, what day it was purchased from, and so forth. Some of those questions, and I started getting a little...
How did you get to the point where they decided to get on your computer? Why did they?
I allowed it.
Why did you allow it? What did they say they needed to do on your computer?
Can I remember?
That you're like, sure, come on in, stranger, whoever you are. Come and connect to my system.
I think it had to be something that was said for my best interest. In other words,
we want to make sure this doesn't happen to you again. We want to check out your machine to make sure nobody else is on.
Who knows? How stupid. But, it had to be something that was said that sounded like it was in my best interest for them to be able to navigate. I think, and I did find the tool that he used to do the remote, and I deleted that.
Okay, what did they use?
I don't know, but it was a legitimate...
That's the other problem is there's legitimate tools out there for free that are made available to anybody who wants to use them to remote into other people's systems. You just have to click on the thing they tell you to click on.
Because I went I deleted that remote that was downloaded in my computer, and then a screen came up and said, why are you doing this? What were the reasons behind it? And I said I was scammed using
your software.
Your remote system got downloaded in my computer, and it was from some bad guys. I said, so that's why it's going away.
Good for you.
But what they said, it had to be, whatever they said had to sound to me like it was in my best interest them to look at my computer to make sure that everything that was, that they could take care of everything that was.
That's okay. They fooled you. So this is a good call, Joyce, so you let other people know. Again, if somebody's telling you they need to get on your computer, Number one, why would you in your wildest dreams let them do it?
Oh, I know.
So no, don't ever do that again. It's the same thing as somebody walking up to your front door and saying, hey, you know, your water meter is having a problem. I'm from the water company. Let me in your house. No. You call the water company before you let somebody in the house. They're not going to just walk up and act like they're from the water company. Same thing with gas company, electric company.
I know everything that you're talking to me about.
Right.
I do not know why I lost my mind.
You're not alone. You're not alone, but this is a good call.
I can see myself. I went from one place in Florida, 100 miles north, to the other place in Florida, and that's when I saw it on my, and that's why the guy got bent, somehow or another, he got bent out of shape when he found out that the email came on one, whatever you call it, and here I am 100 miles away on another.
Well, yeah, but he's acting.
Oh.
He's not getting bent out of shape. He's just acting like he's helping you.
But they used to call him con artists.
Right.
And that's exactly what he is.
Yeah. So, Joyce, thank you for the call. We're going to have to let you go, but I hope a lot of other folks maybe learn from your call.
Yeah, where are you putting this link? I'd be interested.
I hope
everybody learns from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, computertalkwithtab.com. I'll find that article. I literally read, I skimmed it a couple days ago, so I know it's out there.
Great.
So I'll put a link up there for you.
And thanks for the info on flash drive.
All right, Joyce, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. We have one line open now with Joyce leaving us. We'll be right back. And we are back. And I did find that article that I remembered. It actually came out on May 21st. Fake Amazon order emails leading to vishing. So that's what happened to Joyce out there in Torrington. Fraudsters are sending out fake Amazon orders or fake Amazon order emails and tricking online shoppers into calling a telephone number manned by the bad guys to steal shoppers' credit card details and other sensitive information. So basically, it just says, hey, thank you for placing your order. And then, of course, contact us in nice big numbers so you can easily get to customer service, which just happens to be the bad guys. You're calling literally the scammers, and then they somehow trick you into getting on your computer and doing I don't know what to your system. So the link's out there for you to read it. I don't know if I can stress it more than we have over the past 25 years. You can't trust what you get in email.
So when they fill out their tax forms, they put down their occupation as a phone scammer?
Oh, they're not filling out any tax forms.
What? They're not paying taxes?
They're not in America. they're just hitting Americans. So we'll put the link up there for you. We have four lines filled up. So, guys, hang on through the news. Chris, Betty, Ray, and Mark, please hang on. We'll get to your calls after the news. Everything we've talked about is posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you're not in Australia, you will get the news sent to your news feed. And, of course, you know, the old Computer Talk with Tab websites, they're updated feverishly by Mike G live while we do the show. We'll be right back. And we are back. And I did find that article that I remembered. It actually came out on May 21st. Fake Amazon order emails leading to vishing. So that's what happened to Joyce out there in Torrington. Fraudsters are sending out fake Amazon orders or fake Amazon order emails and tricking online shoppers into calling a telephone number manned by the bad guys to steal shoppers' credit card details and other sensitive information. So basically, it just says, hey, thank you for placing your order. And then, of course, contact us in nice big numbers so you can easily get to customer service, which just happens to be the bad guys. You're calling literally the scammers, and then they somehow trick you into getting on your computer and doing I don't know what to your system. So the link's out there for you to read it. I don't know if I can stress it more than we have over the past 25 years. You can't trust what you get in email.
So when they fill out their tax forms, they put down their occupation as a phone scammer?
Oh, they're not filling out any tax forms.
What? They're not paying taxes?
They're not in America. they're just hitting Americans. So we'll put the link up there for you. We have four lines filled up. So, guys, hang on through the news. Chris, Betty, Ray, and Mark, please hang on. We'll get to your calls after the news. Everything we've talked about is posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you're not in Australia, you will get the news sent to your news feed. And, of course, you know, the old Computer Talk with Tab websites, they're updated played feverishly by Mike G live while we do the show. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.